Thank you for calling customer service. What can I assist you with today?
I need to question some charges, and I need what is this company that I'm this number that I'm calling?
Okay, so we're a third-party call center that handles accounts for online vendors.
And so how do I know the online vendor?
I'll be happy to assist you with that. Can I start off by getting your zip code?
Okay, area code 78537.
Okay, you said 78537?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
This is Remigio Signs. And what I'm questioning is I saw a charge come in on my card, $5.74 on June 2nd. And then yesterday, another charge was being charged of $67.32. And, you know, I asked my wife and my daughter, because they have the same card, and if they made any purchases lately. And they don't show any, but, you know, they do buy off a catalog sometimes, and then I also sometimes do things over on the line, so I needed to question those charges. Otherwise, I'm going to have to dispute them if I don't know the source.
Okay, so can you verify your shipping address, please?
2202 Miller Avenue, Donna, Texas.
Thank you for that. So do you remember on June 2nd purchasing a Platinum Ultra smartwatch for $5.74?
Okay, that I did, which was supposed to be a gift from AT&T, according to that. Okay, yeah, that one, I'll no problem. Okay. Now, how about the $67.32?
Okay, so we're not associated with AT&T. However, that $5.74 charge that you're seeing for the smartwatch was a welcome gift for joining the discount shopping store. So after you purchase a smartwatch, before you purchase a smartwatch, it'll tell you in the terms and conditions that you will then be enrolled in the discount shopping store on a monthly subscription for $67.32. And then in your email, you will then be receiving a $125 voucher monthly that you can use towards any gadget on the website, which is in your email.
Okay. That I did not receive.
The voucher?
And so I have nothing other than the gimmick that they're giving you, this watch from AT&T. And I said, you know, well, what the heck, I'll do it. But they didn't tell me nothing about any add-ons or anything else. So I want to dispute the $67.32. And I do not want to have nothing to do with it.
Okay, so I can go ahead and get your account canceled today. You said the word dispute. You wanted a refund through us, or you wanted to dispute it through your bank?
I wanted to dispute it back to my credit card.
So you want a refund? Or the
yeah.
Okay, give me one second.
For that charge, $67.32. You know, I've had this happen before, and where my daughter does something and it shows up, and then of course they don't explain that to you. They just sell you a thing, and now this is it, and you know, and the next thing you know, this shows up. So if you can take care of that for me, I would really, really appreciate it. And I should dispute the watch too, because it didn't. Are you still there?
Yes, sir. I'm still here. I was speaking to my supervisor about your refund.
Yeah, but let me tell you about the watch. They sent it. There's no charger with it. There's no. It tells you gotta have it charged. There's nothing. There's no. I don't even know if there's a battery in the damn thing. It's just this round thing with no buttons on it, and you're supposed to program it to your telephone. But you got to charge it first. How can you charge it? There's no charger.
Okay.
So I should dispute the whole thing, but I'll accept that I was stupid enough to get it. So that's fine.
Okay, so I have canceled your account. You won't be charged any further. And as for the watch, the charger, if you turn the watch over in like the middle of the watch, it's a little compartment that you take off and the charger is there.
Oh, inside the thing?
Yes, like you take the back of the watch off, and there's a little slot where you can insert like any charge you have around the house. for the watch. As for the refund, okay. Because for legal reasons, it is stated in the terms and conditions that you would then be enrolled in the factory direct store. I did get permission to get you a 35% refund as a customer courtesy.
A refund for what? The watch?
No, for the 6732.
No, I'm going to dispute the whole thing.
Okay, give
me I'll take
one
it to my
second.
Credit card. I'll dispute the whole thing because they didn't give me nothing like that.
Okay, and then after speaking with my supervisor, I did get permission to issue the full refund. However, are you disputing it with your bank?
Oh, I will, yeah. I haven't yet because luckily this one gave me a phone number. That's why I'm dealing just straight with you people. But if I don't get satisfaction, of course I'll go to my bank because they'll give me I'll get the full refund, and you'll have to deal with them. That's the only thing I can say.
Okay, so I'm issuing you the full refund, so are you disputing it with your bank?
Not yet. No, I haven't.
Okay, you're saying not yet. So if I issue you this refund, are you going to dispute it with your bank?
No, of course
okay.
not. If as long as I get my full refund and it shows on my card that I got the refund, of course I won't have to dispute it. That's why I go to you first. I try to get satisfaction taken care of without having to go through my bank.
And thank you for that. So I
okay.
have canceled your account. You won't receive any further charges. And I have refunded that $67.32 back in your account.
Okay.
It'll show up in 3 to 5 business days, depending on your bank. So are you ready for
okay.
your cancellation number?
Yes, please.
Okay, that number is C as in Charlie, 260.
Just a minute. 696.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate you taking care of this for me.
No problem.
And like I say, I as long as I see the credit on there, I don't have to dispute it with the bank.
No problem. See, it'll show up
okay.
in 3 to 5 business days, depending on the average.
All right, then. And I'll go ahead and eat my loss with the watch. All right, thank you.
No problem. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Mm-hmm.